Morning, James. How are things?
How are you going?
Very well. Very well indeed. Gee, what a mouth-watering weekend for the Blue Army, both in Sydney and in Melbourne. Looking forward to seeing all of them here. Let's have a chat about your runners at Moonee Valley to start with, and we're looking forward to seeing Exhilarates in action again, and Pinsec. Gee, she was super awesome in her return. Has she improved out of that, Exhilarates?
Look, I don't know if she's improved, but we were really pleased with her effort first up, of course, and I love the way she ranged up away, and she looks really well placed under the set weights and penalties here in the Atlantic Jewel to continue on second up into what hopefully should be continuing to be a good preparation for her.
She was so soft on the line. Is she a pure sprinter, or can she get out further, do you think?
Well, she had a good mare that Mick Price had, Samaretti, who was an excellent sprinter, and she's by Schnitzel. But as a spring three-year-old filly, it's not impossible that she could get out a little further, and perhaps she could just get a mile. So we've kept her in the nominations for the 1,000 guineas, but you know, we wouldn't get too carried away. And at the moment, we're just getting her ready for these sprint races early on in her preparation. We can go from there.
She certainly had the stablemates measure Pinsec last start. Do you expect, under the conditions, that'll be the same scenario on Saturday?
Well, the draws were interesting first up, and Pinsec actually began beautifully for Hugh, but he rode her to run well, and she did that after being restrained out deeper. I think from a very soft gate, hopefully Pinsec can give them all a bit of a scare as she runs well on Saturday, and she looks to step out over a little further next time, getting up in trip.
She does look a horse that could be a possible 1,000 guineas contender. Is that what you're thinking with her?
For sure. Yeah, she won first up her first two campaigns, and she showed a lot of fight. She looked, a lot of tenacity on debut, and we loved what we saw from her early on. She's out of a good 7 furlong there, and she's got a little bit of scope about her. She stretches nicely. Looks like 1,600 metres should be beautiful for her.
Did they both head to the valley for a bit of a look around on Tuesday?
Yeah, we got Reg to pop him on the float, and Sean took him out there on Tuesday, and the guys are really pleased with both fillies. They're fit, and they're up and ready to go. So we haven't had to do too much with them between runs, and so that's the 3 weeks would be nice for them, the trip away, and they seem to be in a really good frame for the race this weekend.
Your runners at the Valley on Saturday, you're sharing between two of the best, Willow and Ollie. Do you give them the choice, or do you say no on what you booked for this? How does it work out with your jockeys in Melbourne?
Well, we booked them for the race, and we just decide who might suit each the best. When it comes to Craig and Damien, they're talented veterans and they know what they're doing. So I think both horses, both fillies that have got good natures, are quite easy to ride. They'll be pretty confident. I'd expect both those guys that their horses are going to run well.
Damien Oliver takes a ride on Deprive in race number 6, and you can't find a more consistent or honest galloper than this. 7 wins from 10 starts. Did you think he'd won the show county on the line?
By about 10 inches. and Michael walks. He had to go up to the judges' box to be sure of it. And while I was settling up for the following race, I asked him to send me a photo to see how close it was.
There was a lot of social media debate about it.
Interesting, for sure. And you know what? It does beg the question: how close has the finish got to be before we actually say, you know what, it's a dead heat? And I wonder, you might be able to research this for me, or your station could when you have the stewards on next, but is the technology any different between Victoria and New South Wales? And not because I want to fuel the debate or the rivalry, if anything that can get a little old, but the question I've got is just relates to my last carnival, but I meant season. My only dead heats have come in Melbourne. Flit dead heated at Flemington, and Best of Days dead heated at Caulfield, but I didn't have any in Sydney, and gosh, if Deprive and Trope, that wasn't a dead heat, you know. How long are we going to have to wait in Sydney to get one?
It's interesting because it's hard to tell when you see the picture on social media, but there was you could hardly tell. You could hardly split them on social media. So we'll have a chat to the stewards about that. I'll ask that question on your behalf. Talking about Saturday, looks like a perfect barrier. How do you think he'll handle the Valley? Only start here. He kind of got back that day and he flew home, but he should be box seating, should he, on Saturday?
Yeah, remember he got far. He got a long way out of his ground. And he wasn't able to reel in one of the Corstens horse. It was a big effort, but that horse, True Excelsior, on that occasion just it wasn't being run down at all. Over 3 lengths. Anyway, I think he'll be okay from a soft draw. He just has wonderful determination, that horse, and he's just thriving on his racing. So it'll be a good opportunity for him. To be competitive in another black type race, and it'd be great to have him third up after a freshen up in the Sir Rupert Clark a couple of weeks later.
Mm. How's Best of Days going? Goes around in the Fian, can win his way into the Cox Plate if that's the direction you're heading. What do you make of his first up run in the Winx?
I thought he might have run a little bit better, but he was on a fast track that day, and Nash wanted to have him a little bit closer on account of that, also because of his tricky draw, wanted to have him a little bit closer, and perhaps he was a little bit closer than he wanted to be. But look, that horse is going well. I see that probably one of the horses to beat would have been Holmesman, and he's first up. So at least we've got a run under our belt. But I do have great respect for that horse, Holmesman, who has won fresh up in the past. And this ought to be a good race with the Cox Plate exemption up for grabs. And I think on account of that, he's going to have to be running a big race to be winning here.
He's probably drawn awkwardly again in gate 12. Where do you think he'll be in the run?
Look, we haven't gone right through it yet. But it might be a case of him having to settle in the first four or five again, which might not be against him if the tempo is slow with that run under his belt. That might be okay now that we're getting out to his preferred distance of 1,600 metres.
And you've got Holmes on his outside as well in gate 13, so it might not be that bad. What about at home, Royal Randwick? Avilius is the star. What do you make of his first up run? On paper, the times, the sectionals he ran were really good. A lot of punters were expecting him to win first up. Was it just a task too tough over that distance?
Well, you know, we got a lot of rain. We actually got a lot of rain last week in the lead up to Rose Hill, and Rose Hill was very, very wet. Gosh, I reckon if it had been similarly wet at Randwick first up for that horse Avilius, it could have been a very different story, because the horses on that occasion first up, they just weren't coming back, and they just kept going up on a fast track near the lead. So the horse definitely ran well, and I think up to 1,600 metres is perfect for him. Are circumstances going to be that different, though, in this race? I doubt it. I think that they're probably going to go steadily again. I can see, although he's drawn wide, some of doubt can cruise across. And there aren't that many horses there that are going to help inject any tempo into the race. So with quite a few stayers resuming, I mean, there's half a dozen there, of horses that shouldn't be getting warm over a mile. It does make it a little more difficult for a horse that might get a long way out of his ground.
Does he need to be that far back second up?
Well, perhaps not, but we haven't quite looked at it in detail yet. He does enjoy being ridden quietly, and he has come from nearly impossible positions before. You know, when I think back to the mile and a quarter run that he won third up 12 months ago in the springtime, he absolutely flew home roundly that day in the Roundwick City Stakes, and it was really impressive, and he enjoys that. So there's something to be said for that too.
Gee, the first race is a hot race at Randwick on Saturday. Pandemic couldn't have been any more impressive when he last started at Randwick. How good is this son of Sepoy?
Look, he's a brilliant young horse, and he's got excellent acceleration. Tommy and Darren Beeman and I talked about Kensington track before last time, and we all agreed not to worry about getting locked down on the inside, because he can use his acceleration to get himself out of trouble, and he appreciated that. So being left alone in a sharper race has convinced Tommy that 1,300 will be no problem for him, and he should enjoy that step up in distance. And he can just probably travel that a little bit more comfortably. But I was asking Tim Payne, who helps clock the horses at Warwick Farm this morning, if he'd done the form for this race, and he declared to me that the winner of this race will be a group horse.
Yeah, it looks it.
So there's got to be great respect given to the opposition of Matty Rocks and Superunum and Sunstar. I mean, that horse pretty brazen. He's a pretty good Victorian galloper and 20-1 in the race.
Yeah, it is a hot field. Speaking of hot, you've got the slipper winner, Kiyomichi, but she's been put in the shade by your dad's horse, Libertini, who looks potentially the superstar of the spring. If you had Libertini, what would be your spring aim? There's talk of Everest going through to a 1600. What would you do with Libertini?
I'd be running at the Saroopa Clark, the Epsom, the Cox Plate, the Everest, and if I could get a three-off filly to the Gold Medal, I'd be doing that too. anywhere where our three-off fillies aren't running, I'd like to see it.
Have you spoken to your dad? Do you have a little chat and just say on Father's Day maybe, is this one of the best he's had?
Well, he's already told me on countless occasions all the races it's going to win. So I think he's pretty bullish about the horse. It's great to see the striking up a good connection there with Dad's training that horse beautifully, and Jerry Harvey waited for a really good one, and Tommy Berry. It's a pretty good combination. But we've got to find a way to beat it, and maybe with a little bit more cut out of the ground. There's some chance, but there's been lots of good weather around Sydney recently, so that the heavy track that the Randwick was first put up at acceptance time is now a soft six, and unless we get some rain tomorrow, it's probably going to stay sort of remain improving, you know, and it'll get more like become more like a good four according to the guys at Randwick. So that would have been in her favour, Kiyomichi, if she could have got a wet track there second up.
And if Rohirrim gets a run in the last, he looked like he was just run off his legs last start. Can he bounce back?
Look, he's got to get into the field as a second emergency, and he's an interesting one where he's at. If he doesn't quite get a run here, there are other options for him. But look, he's going really well. I think he's going to be competitive wherever I run him.
Mate, you give your time generously every time we have a chat to you. SMSs have been flying through because they know you're such a good judge. People want to know, what's your best on the weekend, and have you got a good thing today or tomorrow?
Look, I think you want to follow Exhilarate in the Atlantic Jewel at Moonee Valley.
All right. We will put everything on Exhilarate in the Atlantic Jewel. Good luck for the weekend, mate.
Right, thank you.
James Cummings.